One, taking a little bit of opportunity to talk with City Councilman Jim Kurd, and it was a four yes day for the City of Bartlesville yesterday on bond votes. Thanks for coming in this morning, Jim.
You bet. Glad to be here. Yes, it was a great evening last night for Bartlesville. We had a nice time watching the vote come in, and we're very pleasantly surprised that we had such a nice victory.
I think any time that you're putting an issue before voters, there's always certain things that you worry about. Will the vote turn out? Will people just come out and vote, first of all? And then there's a kind of a idea that the people who are against an issue will, of course, always turn out. And it's a matter of will the voter complacency on the yes votes say, well, it's going to pass, I don't need to go vote, and that sort of thing. So there's always enough to worry about.
There's plenty to worry about, and it's it was the entire bond issue was a solid, good bond issue. We certainly just had a significant parks projects in there, and so that causes concern for citizens, and part of our process was to get out to the public and explain the parks process, the parks proposal, and let them know that 75% of it was maintenance of what we did have. A lot of people want us to maintain better what we have. We do have a fully staffed parks department that's just worked very hard to keep up with our parks and right-of-ways the last year or two and done a tremendous job. So certainly understood the concerns of the citizen, and adding to that burden with the Tower Green and some other things was concerns for people. But I think we had a good message. We had a tremendous grassroots effort from a lot of people that worked very hard to get that message out to people.
Well, I've used David King's comment on the park proposal several times this morning, and I'm paraphrasing it because I don't remember exactly his words, but it was a matter of putting enough different ideas and different components into it so that the entire proposal would be appetizing to the voter.
Right. That's what it was. It was an extensive proposal. I mean, all the way down to I park and brag about the talk and brag about the fact we're even going to pave the parking lot at the dog park.
Yeah.
And that's such a widely used park, and it's a gravel parking lot. It's visual to the public, and I like to see things like that appear better and make a better park for the people there. And then goes all the way up to almost $4 million to try to virtually finish our ball fields on the upper end. Tremendous package for everybody. A splash pad down by the pavilion, in-ground skate park that we can use throughout the whole community, and then, of course, our Tower Green project. So it was an extensive project, a lot for everybody to get their head around, and I think for the most part a great deal of people fully understood that it was a beneficial package to everybody.
But park proposals to me are quality of life issues. I mean, streets, everybody wants their street fixed, that's kind of a given. Sewers, particularly if you out in front of your house, if the storm sewer backs up, you know about it right away.
Right.
But if you're not involved in, let's say, if you don't have a dog, you probably don't care that much about the dog park.
Correct.
If you don't have a kid in softball or baseball, you care but not that much about softball or baseball fields. So there are certain ideas that you had to get across to make this more universally acceptable.
Right. I mean, those are amenities that are extensively throughout other communities. And so beyond quality of life for the people that have chosen to live in this great community, we have an obligation to try to attract and retain other people to town. And these are things that we don't have, and I felt like for many years we were behind the curve in getting those things in place. And it came with a hefty price, $8.5 million, but beyond this, once those projects are done, our parks and those amenities will be caught up, and parks will take a more normal role in our bond issues forthcoming. And when we get a smaller share, we'll have less to do, but we'll have things that we still need to maintain and do. So it was just a step up for the community in a lot of ways, and I think the message that the committee had out there was a solid message to let everybody know it was more than just quality of life. It had a lot of economic development benefit to it, and the Tower Green is going to become probably one of the next best destinations we have in Bartlesville, and we can use it along with Pawhuska and their advantages they have over there, and it'll further attract tourists to town and bring some of those tourist dollars here to help our economy also.
Since you mentioned the community to the west, Pawhuska certainly is getting and has gotten for the past year or so, I think, a whole lot more tourism influx than they were used to. But to partner officially or unofficially with another community, that's kind of something that we're not used to city councils doing.
No, but it's, they clearly have a home run over there, and Bartlesville has been benefited tremendously. Our restaurants and hotels have people here every day that are headed to Pawhuska, and and go see the attractions over there. So it wasn't to compete with them, but it certainly was to add to the fact that we've got people coming into town and adding the Tower Green and be able to having concerts there and outdoor activities and have our festivals located out of the streets and into a park. It's just going to provide a lot of benefits to the community and advantages as we do try to further attract more tourists to town.
I think many people accepted the Tower Green on what was being said, but they may not have really fully understood what I think you're talking about now of having events there, making it not only a beautiful site for something, but over the course of, say, it'll take a year or two after it's constructed to really be fully utilized, I think. But once it's utilized, I think people probably will be surprised what's going on.
I hope that's the case. And I know with two great booking agents like the Community Center and the Price Tower putting events into that park along with the city. It's an open park, open to the community. It'll be available for a lot more than what is programmed through the Community Center and the Price Tower. I think it will be very well utilized and I think surprise a lot of people how much use will be in that park.
Do you foresee then that the park area being complementary to an event going on, for instance, and I'm just pulling this out of the air, a concert at the Community Center, but a pre-concert event, something out in the green space when you've got nice weather, sunshine, and that sort of thing, and then move it inside after the darkness hour?
Certainly. Most, you know, I mean, the possibilities are endless. You know, we can, certainly with OK Music or OK Mozart here, it's going to be utilized for that. We'll see lots of uses on the outside. We've got Indian Summer Festival. It's in the middle of the summer, but it'll certainly apply to being able to have a venue to better coordinate that and use that rather than the parking lot and the pavilion that we had there. It was used wonderfully for that facility, and I hope this will just add to it and make the festivals that we do have and grow some additional festivals down the road be highly utilized and used by the citizens of Bartlesville.
Well, sounds like plenty of food for conversation, both for the council and for the two organizations adjacent to it, to you know, work together, plan together, and just do some brainstorming on how else best to use a facility.
Yes, we were talking last night about just the amount of projects that came in that are going to hit the engineering department and the staff at the city. So they're very excited, and you know, a great deal of thanks goes out to Mike Bailey, Lisa Beeman, Terry Lawrence, and Micah Seemers. They were out throughout the community for the last several weeks giving solid good facts and good information about the bond issue, and I think it resonated with the people that there's a lot of good in this bond package, and certainly the three passed at well over 75%, and then parks coming through at 66% was I think a fact that we had a great message with everybody involved in the campaign.
There were more than that. You mentioned city employees and city councilmen like yourself, but there was a whole separate committee because government agencies are limited from advocating for a vote. So you had David and the whole committee on the bond proposal from the community that
right.
was out there with the vote.
Yeah,
yes,
Anna Fisher and David were certainly the go representatives and the yes representatives, and then the city, the folks that I mentioned, they just deliver the facts, and they're compelling facts. So we had a good story to tell from just the factual side of it, and then urging people to vote yes for the propositions were the job of Anna and David, and they carried a great flag forward to get that done.
The interest, I don't know what it's going to be other than that we're still in some pretty favorable interest rates, so the city should be able to get some pretty good bang for their buck on the dollars too.
Yes, and we've got a large tranche going out. The first sale of those bonds is going to be fairly significant, so you know, it'll be up to the council now to decide of all these projects which will be in that first go-around, and we've got a lot of priority projects to address. Certainly have the streets downtown we're looking forward to getting done. We've got some landscaping commencing downtown on 2nd and Dewey. We've got another pretty good piece of money in it for further landscaping. So I think as that progresses downtown, we'll be able to see what it's going to cost in the next phase. So, yes, there's lots of good projects that I know the council will be interested in trying to figure out what to put out there first and get done and get going on.
Okay, well, when it comes to the council, I know you do a lot of the behind-the-scenes work, the discussion work in workshop sessions. Not that they're public sessions, they're just not televised and maybe not as visible at the public, but certainly people are welcome to be there and hear what goes on. And
absolutely.
I know every one of the councilmen are open to, you know, hey, stop by their place of business, or when you see them at Walmart or in the community, bend their ear a little bit. And
you bet. Bring. We love the comments, and I know not all of them are positive every day, and that's fine. We've got people that look at the world in a, you know, differently, and so that's fine. If they see other things we can attend to, I mean, I think one of the issues is if we're out there and we've got a bond issue and we've got projects and people say we should be doing other things, we need to know what those other things are. We'd love to hear. We know we have street issues. We know we have drainage issues. So we need to hear about those things. So as those as we move forward, and we've got another bond issue coming up in a couple years on our CIP, it would be good to have some more public input on what we should address next.
Well, and of course, the city brought it out as the 70% issues, which are, these are the guaranteed issues that you will get done. 30% under state law gives you the opportunity for some flexibility. You intend to do them, but if the dollars aren't there, then it was the intention. But I have to commend the council and city staff overall. Nearly all, I want to qualify because I don't know for sure, but I'll say nearly all of the 30% issues have been done historically, and right. That says a lot right there too.
I think you're right. It's close to 100%. We are dragging behind on our 012 or 013 issue, but we're 75% completed there, and every project in this previous bond issue will be completed. It's just a matter of getting the money in, have the engineering and the design work done, and then getting it done by either our staff or bidding it out. So all of our previous bond issues, the last three, have been 100%ers. We've done them all, and we certainly plan to keep the pencil sharp, make sure we stick to budgets on these projects we have, and line them all up and get them done the same way over the next 4 or 5 years.
Bond dollars are also put together with CIP dollars, the sales tax dollars that are dedicated to improvement projects.
Right.
So between those two funding sources, things continue to move forward for the city.
Those are, you know, in talking to the public, trying to help them understand, or make them understand, that these are the only things we can do to improve our city. We don't have a lot of capital coming through in our sales tax, so when our roads need fixed and our drainage needs done and we need parks projects, we have to look to those GO bond issues and to the CIP sales tax. So those are our kind of our life's blood, and they are part of our sales. They're part of our sales tax, and they are part of our property tax. So we all have a voice in it. We're all paying that dime to get those projects done. So public input is vital, positive and negative.
Well, Kevin asked me this morning when they're going to start working on, and I said, Kevin, they're probably not going to sell the bond until close to the end of the June. So let's not get overly anxious.
Sure.
To immediately start to ripping up the streets and putting in new sewers next week.
Right. Well, but between now and then, we've got our work ahead of us to get the project selected and find out how we can get them in the design a pipeline and get work done on them, so that we've got a limited amount of engineers and design people down there, so we've got to kind of make sure we work with them, that they can see the important projects we want to get done and get them in the wheelhouse and start to work on them.
Jim, thank you so much for your time this
you
morning.
You bet, Charlie. Thank
and,
you.
And again, Councilman Jim Curry with us this morning on AM 1400. Attend the next city council meeting and hear them take action on some of these projects. News on the way next.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ.